We are in Cape Town today at Sex Beauty, and this is the first installment of the Tresemme Style Your Story series. Sure, gang, and welcome back to yet another episode of After School is After School with your girl, Sis GU. To my returning listeners, I hope that you guys are well. And to those that are passing by, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, and please. I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, and please. I hope you and join the gang, and please. Okay, guys, today I have the incredible KMs with me, who is an award-winning influencer, content creator, and a beauty entrepreneur. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Gugu.
How are you?
I'm good.
Sorry, I'm so excited. I'm jumping over you. I'm good.
So good. I'm good, too. I'm so happy to be here.
Really? Thank you for having us. I'm excited to have this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Today, we are actually recording in Sex, and we're going to get into that in just a bit, period. Mm-hmm. The set, the everything, the black is giving.
Exactly.
Yes. So before we jump into our episode, I actually want us to start with something, Kay. We're going to do an icebreaker.
Okay.
So you are going to show us two photos, one where you absolutely loved your hairstyle and another one where you wish you never did that a day in your life. And then you'll give us a story behind both.
Okay, cool.
Which one do you want to start with, the good or the bad?
Truth is, I actually never really have bad hair days.
I knew it. I literally knew it.
It was like very difficult for me to find this photo.
Okay. You had to go into the archives.
I had to go back to 2017. Okay. But like, it wasn't fair because I didn't actually know much about hair.
I get it. Okay, so it's not that the hair was bad per se. It's just that maybe you know how to do it better now.
It just wasn't straightened.
Oh, okay. And it was a straight look?
Yeah, it was a straight look, but I wasn't using the right products. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just giving frizzy, big, high. You know that?
Oh, when it's sitting up here. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
And I thought I was eating hay.
Okay, I feel like I'm going to see it and I'm going to think it's not that bad.
Okay.
Let's see. I think, you know what? Just because I know how you do your hair now, I see what you mean.
I mean, look at this frizz. Like, that didn't need to be there.
Oh, that didn't need to be there. Yeah. But again, I think it's because you obviously didn't know how to.
I didn't know. I didn't have access to the right product. Yes. I didn't have like a good straightener. I didn't have a good weave.
Yeah.
I actually just bleached this wig as well.
So there was a lot happening.
Chemically had gone through a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a good hair day. Oh, she's proud of the photo.
I was already eating.
She's smiling. Oh, period.
My wig was laid, you know, body wave, flat on flat, lace is melted. You know, it's giving sex.
Yes, it's giving sex. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, so this was a really good hair day for me.
Okay, so with the first photo, the one that you didn't like, where were you going? What was the occasion?
I was at home.
Okay, at least.
I used to create a lot of content in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. So I was just like pretending I'm going somewhere, but wasn't really going anywhere. Okay. Just showing off my makeup, showing off my hair. Well, I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Okay. And then the second photo where you felt really good.
The second photo, I was going. We filmed like a video with a friend of mine before. Yes. And then we're going to the club.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you enter.
Of course, you gotta show up, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we know that you didn't like the first look, and you've mentioned the fact that you'd bleached their hair, so chemically something was going on, it wasn't flattened completely. What is a styling tip that you would apply to that now? If you had to rework that hair, what would you do?
First, I would use like a smoothening shampoo.
Okay.
The Keratin Smooth is amazing.
Like, okay.
The Trez Keratin Smooth, you know, I'm just saying it's really good. The shampoo and conditioner. I don't think I was even using conditioner because when you think of washing your hair, you just want it to be clean. You don't know that you actually need to condition it, you know? So I'd probably use the conditioner as well. Uh-huh. And probably the heat defense spray, because when you process your hair so much, you need to protect it from any further damage. So,
okay, at least now you know what you do and you're never going back, because you've never been back, really.
Yeah.
I think also that photo is in comparison to other people's bad hair days.
Yeah, it was very difficult. I'm not lying to you.
Okay.
I'm not even saying this. Like, it was actually genuinely, and Zeke was helping me. He's like, girl, you've never had a bad hit. I was like, I've been eating, right?
Yeah, you've been eating, literally. When I even saw the question, I was like, I don't think it's for you, but yeah. I'm glad you tried.
No, we've all been there, Shem.
To find something,
just misinformed. Now we know better.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, Kay, so tell us about your journey from being a content creator to an entrepreneur, which is what you now are. I feel like you have more titles.
Ish, Sana. Yeah. It's getting longer.
It's getting longer, yes.
So I've been a content creator for... I feel like I've been an entrepreneur, actually, just because, like, when you're a content creator, you're actually, like, running a business.
For sure.
Yeah, so I've been a content creator since, like, 2016. Okay. Just doing the whole YouTube thing, influencer thing. And then I decided, I don't know, I just felt like social media was getting a bit much for me, you know? So I just felt like I needed something that was, like, a bit outside. I needed to connect with the real world a little bit more, you know? So I decided to pursue sex, which was like a dream of mine. You know those things that you always like dream about, but you never really know when they're going to happen.
And how it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. So it's always been something that I've always like been wanting to do, but just never really knew how.
Yeah, I get you
know?
That.
Yeah, because I used to be a makeup artist as well, you know, and I used to work in this like very dingy studio. Sana. Shame. I used to put my clients through a lot.
And I feel like you have a whole story.
I have a long ass story. I don't know how much time you have. Yeah. I really don't know how much time you have. I have a long story.
Uh-huh.
Shem, so this salon I was working at was like a little corner shop.
Yeah.
Spaza salon.
Yeah.
You know those salons that they sell like spaza goods?
Yeah, it's right next to the spaza. Kona my snacks in
It's spaza. Spagat.
Oh, not even next to.
It was very ghetto, Shem. But I asked the guy, I was like, can you just put up like a little board? I need some privacy.
Yes.
And he did.
Some privacy in the spaza.
Son, I put up some like paper, glitter paper on the wall, backdrop things, you know. So yeah, I've come a long way, Shem. But my heart's always been in service. Like I've always been wanting to connect with people. Like I feel like I really love the interaction.
Yes.
So I always knew that even though I stopped because of COVID, I was always going to get back to it. I'm so happy to.
Yeah, I feel like you've also come back in the most beautiful way.
Right?
And good things take some time. So,
they do.
And I completely resonate with what you're saying in that just because you are a content creator and influencer doesn't mean you're not an entrepreneur because you are your brand, you are your business. Mm. But you've taken a step further in having products and having services that you now offer to people. You know, it's not just you having to put yourself out there. So in the creation of sex, in building the space, in putting it together, what has that journey been like? What has it taught you about yourself?
Oh, ish, Sana.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just been like really challenging, you know. I think I needed to do a lot of inner work.
Okay.
Leaving social media. Not really. I haven't actually really left social media, but you know, I left YouTube and it was like a big
thing, deal.
You know, and everyone was like so mad at me and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't actually leave YouTube. I was just really busy, you know. I was really busy with sex. But also, you know, like when you're working on something, you can't really say like...
For sure, what you're working on.
What I'm
something
working on.
Something else is taking your time.
Yeah, and eventually, like, I felt pressured into saying that, which I felt like was a bit premature. Like, it put a lot of pressure on me to get it done faster, whereas... It was always meant to be a long process just because of how it was going to turn out,
Come
you know? So I just felt like I needed to like log off. I feel like, you know, when we speak to God about things like, oh, I don't really want to be that much on social media anymore. Like I really want to get back onto.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when you say all of those things, God listens, you know?
100%.
So yeah, I had to like move, step back a little bit and actually focus and like put my head down and grind. So I've been doing that. I really miss social media. Like, I miss posting, looking cute. Every time I see... Because I'm still on the platforms, you know? And every time I see people's stories, I'm like, oh my gosh.
You wish you could do that.
But I'm not doing anything special. Like, I've got a drill in my hand most of the time. It's not cute,
but
you
know? I feel like people would love to see that. KMs are the drill. Are you joking? Give the people what they want. Give us something else, you know? Versatile
I don't know.
Bag.
I just feel like it's not something that needed, like, a lot of attention.
I get it. You wanted to honor what it was that you're building
and
just have the time to have it come together and when you're ready, truly be able to share it.
But also just process. Like, I feel like I was going into an environment I had nothing, like, I knew nothing about. So I'm sharing things and people are always like, oh, but you're doing it wrong. And it's just like, I probably am because I actually don't know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like I need a time to actually learn, you know, and actually do the research. And it's not easy to do that and mm-hmm. still be online.
It's just weird, you know? Yeah, I get you. You need the space to be able to make the mistakes that you're going to make because it's a new process without the opinions of others.
Exactly.
Also, knowing that making a mistake is okay. Like, you're not going to be perfect the first time around.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that was such an important lesson to learn, you know? Like, often we think that when you make mistakes, it's like, oh, this big L, you know? And I know this because I actually previously launched Sex 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Was it a year ago, actually? Mm-hmm. And I felt like I'd caught such a big L, you know? And like living in that shame sort of made me feel like I can't restart. I can't actually take those lessons with me, you know? Yes. And like and further my journey and make it, you know? So I feel like I've just learned that you're going to get it wrong. You're going to make mistakes. So it's cool.
Something I've taken away from life is that nothing is really an L and no one can shame me if I'm not if I'm shameless. You know what I mean? So if it's not an L to me and I was able to learn, like, who are you to tell me that I've made a mistake or I've lost or whatever it is, because it was a life lesson and 100%. You learned what you needed to learn and you're here today. Okay, so you spoke about the fact that you felt like you had to do a lot of internal work.
Yeah.
Is that something you would say was one of the hardest parts in the creation of Sex? Because I feel like dealing with yourself is really hard.
It is, because you have so many... I just feel like when you're in a space of like social media and so many people have opinions about like who you are and what your life looks like, you know, you sort of get like consumed by that, you know, and all of a sudden, all of this confidence and ambition and... Yeah. All of these dreams that you have, you sort of start feeling like, but they're saying 100%. I'm not good enough. You know, maybe I'm actually delusional, you know? Which I've always known about myself and I was happy about, you know? But when people say things about you online, you start feeling like, hey,
maybe
I ain't shit, you know? And it's just like, oh my gosh, I actually just realized that, yo, that was like something I needed to overcome, you know? I had to take a step back, but not in a running way. Like literally I had to do the inner work and still embrace that space, because I feel like social media space for me is what made me,
you know,
and I actually genuinely enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to like be shamed into hiding. Yes. I don't want to be shamed into hiding. So I just took it as like a process. I was just in a process and I'm back outside, baby.
You back outside with a look. We had Sex. Exactly. That's what we had.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you loved the most about putting the space together?
I think just, you know, the space, like, really, I've always been a God girl. Like, I feel like everyone knows this about me. So I'm like, and I don't want to start that conversation. But I think just, like, how it brought me back to God and how it strengthened my relationship with God.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's so many things that have happened in this space that I could have never, ever, like, ever done on my own. Mm. But I think just solely relying on God made a lot of things happen. You know, like, my partnership with Tresemme, like, I woke up at 3 a.m. one morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And something said to me, you know what? Drop a proposal, send them a proposal. Yeah. And
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because I was just like, how am I going to do this by myself? Yeah. I was getting stressed out, you know? And God was like, girl, it's time to work, you know? And I literally drew up this proposal, which looked stunning in retrospect. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was doing, though. You know, I've never, ever proposed anything to anyone, you know? So I'm so happy that I actually was in the space to hear God's voice. Yes. Like, you know, so it was pretty cool.
It's cool. I'm like, as you're speaking, what I'm gathering is that as much as you were taken away from social media, it's almost as if, not taken away, but you gave yourself the space.
Yeah.
God then gave you this space where you could really just hear your thoughts and pour into yourself and create the 100%. Way you want to, you know? So yeah, I think that's also really cool. What have you learned the most? I want something business-wise, business-heavy. Because now I feel like you're a business girl. Guys, I walked in. Sorry, I have to say. I walked in and Kay was by the desk. You know what I'm saying? And she's like going through things. And I'm like, this is your life. Like, you're going to come and have to look at what products you need or how to run a space now, which is different from what you've been doing.
Delegation.
Ooh.
Yeah. I literally learned that I cannot run a one-man show. It's just not going to happen. And I'm a perfectionist, so it is so hard for me to delegate. Like, I believe I'm the only person that can do things.
Yeah.
I just don't believe CJ. If I tell you do this, you're going to do it the way I want it, you know? And sometimes it's actually better.
For sure.
Like, it's better for things to be done in someone else's point of view sometimes, you know? And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, I wouldn't have done that way, but it looks pretty cool, yeah. You know? So I actually love not being too involved in things, you know, just because I know that I can get like really consumed yes. by them. And that's also just given me so much peace of mind, you know, knowing yeah. that like there's certain people I can trust for certain things. So I think just like building a team and having people to, you know, rely on
yeah.
just really, really took like the weight off my shoulders, even though I know that this is just the beginning mm-hmm. and we're just getting started. But I'm excited instead of just constantly stressed, constantly worried. Overwhelmed, yeah. worried, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so happy to just like let go and let other people
and let them stress, do it. Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, we're all working together. And sometimes actually people want the platform, but because you're just like hugging it all the time,
yes.
they don't even feel trusted. So it's just like, why am I even in this job? Yeah. You know? So, yeah, I'm also just trying to build an environment where people feel confident, you know, that they have roles, they have responsibilities.
Yes. And that you trust them to do these
and
things.
And I have trust for them because yes. that's just what's, I can't do this on my own.
For sure.
I think that was an important lesson for me to learn
yeah.
at the beginning.
Yeah, like no man is an island. It really does take a team. Exactly. And when you spoke about building a team, it resonated because only recently in my life have I understood what it means to build a team.
Yeah.
At first I thought it's like, oh, you have a team of people that help you. But yeah. building a team is literally finding people that are going to help you get to your goal mm-hmm. the way that you have your vision and people who are going to feed into you and support you in the way in which you need in order for yeah. you to be able to run the space that you have now.
100%.
Yeah.
And I also just realized like in terms of like finding a team, I often thought of it as, you know, people just looking for work, you know,
mm-hmm.
whereas now I realize my team really believes in me.
Yes.
And that's what I really needed, you know, because especially in this industry, when you tell people, oh, I'm looking for salon staff, it's yeah. like, where are the clients? And I'm yes. just like, I'm not open yet, but trust me, this is gonna be
big. You have to explain.
You know? Mm. So I think like when your staff believes in you, it forces you to believe in yourself because it's just like, yo, I can't let these people down.
Down, yeah, yeah, for so sure.
I think it's such a great foundation to have built. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, and then would you say that the journey that you've been through up until this moment, starting Sex, and actually just the journey to being KMs and building the brand that you have for yourself and against Sex, would you say that that has helped to style the story of K today?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like just being on, being KMs, you know, I'm known as that girl that can't, that I'm known as that girl that can do everything.
Yes, literally.
You know? So it just makes me confident as well. Like every single time, like I get a client in and they're like, oh, can you do this style on me? I'm just like, of course I can.
Yes.
You know, I'm chaos.
Yes. There's nothing you can't do.
You know, so it's definitely like made me a lot more confident in my craft. Mm-hmm. I feel like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel like had you not had previous experiences, even with Sex from the beginning, you wouldn't yeah. have had the lessons to implement them into the space that you have today,
100%.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah, even just like, I mean, as just myself, like even when it comes to doing hair just on myself, you know, like not actually dealing with other people, I know what's best, you know, I know which products to use.
Yes.
I know what I'm going to use if I want a specific like hairstyle, you know, I don't have to start from scratch, you know. So even though I'm not going to be in a space where I am probably doing everyone's hair, but I can walk in and say,
I know a thing or two about you use. Yeah.
You know, so often like I'll walk in and I'll find my hairstylist have like, you know, washed some wigs and I'm just like, it could do with a bit of conditioner because I know what a treated wig feels like.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
cool.
I've got like a lot of background knowledge just with being myself and actually like having been in the, you know, hair beauty space for as long as I have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after shooting your shot with Tresemme and having them, you know, come back to your proposal and be like, we would love to actually be a part of this. How did that feel for you as Kay? Because I can imagine that getting a response from a brand that you want to work with and a brand that now believes in you and helps you bring about a space is a beautiful feeling. And maybe something, it's giving me, the words aren't coming to me, but it's giving like, you know that moment you wait for that's not validation, but it's like, okay, cool. If a brand as big as Tresemme believes in what it is that I'm building, then everything that you stand for and everything that you're doing is also very valid.
Yeah, I feel like you just actually answered
how
I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, apart from that, I think like I actually reached out to them for a reason. You know, when I actually looked at the space and also just, first of all, I use Tres at home, like in general, you know. And when I looked at the space and I looked at the Trez brand and I just looked at what it stands for, also just the fact that I'm a person that believes in plugging people. Like, I feel like if I go to a salon, I want to leave with more knowledge than I had walking in, you know? So I was looking for a brand that was accessible. I was looking for a brand that was affordable as well, so that even though I'm not going to be doing your hair all the time, if you're out of Cape Town, you can pack a Trez conditioner, pack a Trez heat protectant spray, pack a serum and do it yourself, you know, because you know that this is how Kay does my hair at Saks and it always looks good. So 100%. I can do it myself, you know. So also just being able to work with a brand that I believe in and trust, but also them giving me green light just made me feel, oh, wow, they believe in me and they trust in me. So it was just like a match made in heaven. You know those things that just were always supposed to happen? It felt like that. It felt very natural. And I love the brand in here. Like, I just feel like...
It looks... Like you said, a match made in heaven. Like, 100%. In the space, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It looks so beautiful. And I think you're also, through using the products, you're offering your clients a way to achieve the KM's feel.
Exactly.
The sex beauty feel without necessarily having to be here when they can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And breaking the bank.
Yes. Which is also very important because I feel like when it comes to hair and hair products, sometimes they can be quite expensive. So.
Yeah. Especially because like when you buy expensive hair, like I deal with a lot of like wigs and weaves and stuff, and they can be very pricey. So automatically you think I need to buy like the most expensive product because my wig is expensive, you know. So actually just showing them that, hey, this is what you can use and you can get like this effect.
Same
so
result.
It's pretty cool to just like no cap, you know. Also just like to be able to use the products in front of them so they can actually see that.
See, yeah.
Oh, shit, I can actually use this and maybe this is how I need to use it moving forward to get this, you know, effect.
So it's
like a tutorial. But getting your hair done,
even better. Like instead of actually just watching, it's happening in real time, and you're getting to see it in real time as well. So, Kay, what is next for you? What is next for Saks? What are your plans for the space? If you have things that you want to share,
I don't know. I feel like I just want to focus on this space for now. You know, obviously, there's a lot of things that I'd love to expand and. But I just don't want to jump the gun. You know, I really, really want to take my time on this. And I want to create the space that I have always dreamed of. So I really want to be hands-on in this. And yeah, just see. You know, I'm not a person that's a planner. You know, like every single year, the year starts. People are like, oh, so what are your plans for the year? And I'm just like, I don't have any plans. Whatever God has in store for me, like that's what's going to happen. Yeah. So I don't really have any like hectic plans. But obviously, I want to see this being a success. I also like invested quite a bit in here. So I also just want to try and get that back make some money, honey.
Make some money, honey.
Yeah.
That's really exciting and all of the best for this new venture.
Thank you.
Before we wrap it up, I do want to ask if there is someone who is in your position wanting to maybe start a space, a brand, anything. As you're speaking, it was giving me that this is an answered prayer for you.
Yeah.
And this was a seed that God had planted with you.
Yeah.
And although you may have prematurely spoken about it 2 years ago and people didn't understand the greater picture, you did because it was your vision and for you and no one can take that away for you, from you. So what would you say to someone who maybe is in the same season, you know, where you know God has spoken something over your life and something is for your name, but it's not looking the way that you thought it would or it's not coming as quickly as what it would. Is there anything you'd want to say?
I think just trust the process. Honestly, like I feel like in as much as we have these feelings like and we have these dreams and sometimes we look at our reality and we're just like, it doesn't add up. You know, I feel like you just need to trust that. And by that, I mean like start where you are. Start with what you have. And you know that at the end of the day, this is not where I'm going to be forever. So even if it is working in your bedroom, your res room, if you have a passion for, and I'm going to speak specifically on beauty because that's what I'm doing. I used to work from my room at home in my mom's house. My mom was like, you're bringing all these people into my house. And I'm just like, girl, just trust me, you know. So just start where you are. Start with what you have and literally be so focused on what you know and what you feel. And don't let anyone discourage you because you wouldn't feel that if it wasn't going to come to pass, you know. You can't like, people don't know what's inside of you. People don't know what you feel. People don't know what you've seen. People don't know what you're trusting God for. So they can't speak anything over your life because they don't actually know that much, you know? So if you're so swayed, so easily swayed by, like, what other people say or, like, speak over your life, it just means you need to do a little bit of more inner work because there's no way you can be taking anything personally from like people that don't really know you personally. And it's not even personally, it's just like inside of you. Like I don't feel like anyone knows what's happening. You know, so I just feel like trust yourself, trust your guts, trust your instincts, and keep the vision like clear. Like put it up everywhere and, you know, just don't forget. Don't forget why you're doing what you're doing. Yo, Sana, I could write a book.
Yeah, you really could because you're going for it.
Yeah, I know. I've got, so much to say.
Yeah, and actually, I'm asking this last question for myself.
Yeah.
What keeps you motivated? And I ask you this because, Kay, I remember there was a time, I think we were just out of lockdown, and it was when I was still on Twitter, and I'd sometimes see, guys, it's 5 a.m., and Kay Yams has already beat her face. What are you doing with your day? I go into your story. Kay's hair is laid. You're shooting. You always seem like someone who has so much energy to do the things that you love. So how do you keep yourself motivated?
So many things. Like, I'm a person that believes in hard work. Like, if you put in the work, you will get the results. Yes. I don't believe in anything other thing. Else, like, you know. Like, generally, I know that, okay, things are always going to be as they are. But I do believe if you wake up early and you get on your Zoom, something is going to give. So I've just always been that person that believes in... I also just don't like being, like, lazy. I feel like when I go to bed at night, I want to feel fulfilled, you know? I was just in a very weird space when I was in varsity. And I think ever since I found what I love, that really, really motivates me to, you know, get up and get on it. Just because I've got no reason not to. Like, I love this. Yeah, I nearly said I love this shit.
but I love what I do.
And I've got no reason to, like, stay in bed and be moping. I'm excited for the day, you know. And sometimes I wake up at 5 because that's just when I wake up, you know. And, so I just feel like I've got a lot of things to just prove to myself just because I know what's in my heart and what God has said about me, you know. I've always known that would be special. Like, I used to... I have this WhatsApp status, like the golden girl, you know. I've always known, like, you feel it, you know. So you know when greater things are for like you. Meant for you, and you just know that it's just a matter of time. I've just got to keep on going till I get there. So that's just what keeps me going. Like,
And I resonate. I also dropped out and I had internalized that shame for a very long time. And I thought that because I didn't get a degree, like, I'm not good at things. Like, I couldn't finish school. The one thing I came to Cape Town for. What in my life can I finish if I can't do this one thing? And then I had a season in my life where I disappeared off of social media.
Me too.
I was nowhere to be seen. And that was a time in which I was just really repairing the relationship I had with myself and healing myself. And every day just doing another gig, another job is just me overcoming that initial fear and doubt that I had to realize that I can do it. And God can use anyone. Like, it doesn't matter what your journey has been, what your past looks like. Yep. If you're called for something, it is yours.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. But I'm going to wrap it up here. Kay, darling. KM's darling.
Exactly.
Thank you for having thank you for having us in your space.
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Of course. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was actually. It was pretty nice.
Yeah. No, I really feel like I was able to take a lot from you and your journey. So keep inspiring. Keep doing you.
Thank you.
All of the best with sex.
Thank you.
If you're in Cape Town, you know where to be.
Exactly.
Anything hair related is with your girl Kay, okay?
And just come through for a good time. Like, I feel like just come, even if you don't want to get your hairs done, you can get your nails done. You can get your makeup done.
Yeah.
You can get your hair cut.
For sure.
It's a one-stop shop. Yeah. So come through. So
come
to
feel good.
And feel good. Literally, we're all about self-care and we're all about making you feel good. So you're going to have a good time.
Perfect. Guys, that is us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please make sure to follow Kay on all of her social media platforms. Make sure to pick up Tresemme products in your nearest store today. Okay, if you want to make that hair life easy, Kay has spoken about it. It is fact. It is factual, period. Periana. That is us, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.